Hey, it's 43 minutes after the hour, and I'm really looking forward to this segment because when people ask me who my favorite travel writers are, of course you think of Somerset Maugham or Eric Newby, but in my book, and literally in my book, the greatest contemporary travel writer I know is my next guest, and I'm proud to also call him a friend, Paul Theroux. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good. You know, you're making me feel old with this new book because I have to give people a little bit of time perspective here. I mean, 33 years ago, you went on a rail journey from Europe to East Asia, and what came out of that was a classic called The Great Railway Bazaar. And now, 33 years later, you've gone back, and the new book is called Ghost Train to the Eastern Star on the Tracks of the Great Railway Bazaar. Why did you go back?
I went back for the very reason, what you just said, which is it's so long ago, 33 years. You know, and still, I'm still here, maybe still crazy after all these years. But one of the things that seldom happens with a travel writer who writes a book is that they don't go back to the country that they wrote about. I mean, think about Graham Greene in Africa or Graham Greene in Mexico or Evelyn Waugh in Africa or the Mediterranean or Mark Twain in Europe. And, you know, there's so many writers who wrote books about places and then did not return to the place. I mean, time passes. They sit at home. They write their memoirs. Most people at my age are writing their memoirs, I suppose. I'm 67. But I was thinking, I'm not really interested in that. I'm very curious about what time does to a place. And I suppose to answer your question succinctly, it was curiosity. And then to look at the effects of time. Time on a place and time in myself.
But when you go back to an early scene in your life, I mean, you even wrote this, you said to go back is dangerous but irresistible.
Yeah, well, you know, anyone who goes back, it's the old girlfriend. You think, is that really you?
Paul, that's why I don't go back there.
I know, that's why most people don't. Or the old boyfriend, is that you? Holding that bowling ball? I mean, what the hell? or in the bowling jacket. Or in that chair, that white-haired man. But countries are like that, too. They turn white-haired, elderly, weird. Being countries, some of them improve, some of them get better. I mean, Vietnam, which I had seen in 1973, was at war, and the Viet Cong were closing in to Saigon. I got out in time. Things changed. The war ended. And now it's a prosperous, as you know yourself, you've written about it, you've been there recently.
Sure.
And so you know that if you want to stay at a lovely hotel, have a lovely meal, and not talk about the war, Vietnam's your place. There, it's a very forgiving place.
Well, you know, when you first went to Tashkent, you were the only guy in the building.
I know. But you see, in my previous incarnation as the writer of The Great Railway Bazaar, I couldn't go to the Soviet Union very easily. I certainly couldn't go to Turkmenistan or Azerbaijan or Georgia. Georgia's in the news now, but I was in Georgia a year and a half ago in the book. I was writing about Georgia when, you know, as an independent country, when normal life, such as it was in Georgia, was going on. I was in Gori, for goodness sake. I was in Tbilisi. And I crossed the bridge that was blown up the other day. So I can say, well, I was there. In the previous trip, I couldn't have done that. In summary, it's just the most amazing thing to go back to a place after so many years. To go back after 5 years or 10 years isn't really very much. It's like the high school reunion where everyone's still kind of young and beautiful, and you think, oh, yeah, I remember you. But this is the high school reunion where you don't remember anything, where everything has changed.
So this is really a brand new journey for you.
It really is, and I think the book is it's a different book. Same itinerary, different book, yeah.
Well, you know what? I recommend it highly. It's you know, any journey that you're writing about, I'm in. And then I'm serious. And the name of the book, again, is Ghost Train to the Eastern Star on the Tracks of the Great Railway Bazaar. And one of the things you wrote about that in there, I love this quote, Paul. You say, "You think of travelers as bold, but our guilty secret is that travel is one of the laziest ways on earth of passing time." Love it.
Well, that's true.
I mean, that's right. All right, you lazy guy.
Yeah, I think But where I like being home where I am now, to tell you the truth. But anyway, the book was a revelation to me.
Well, you know what? Paul, through 27 novels and collections and 14 books of nonfiction, and the latest again, Ghost Train to the Eastern Star, on the tracks of the Great Railway Bazaar. And believe me, it's great. Paul, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it.